This is a CGY News Update. A beloved downtown enamel music festival is reimagining Backyard Fest after almost being canceled last year. After running for almost 10 years, in 2024, fans of Backyard Fest got some shocking news a little over a month before that year's festival. The festival posted on social media that the Backyard venue had been deemed unsafe by the city of Nanaimo and fire department officials. That meant the festival would not be able to run that year. But then, the festival run in the backyard of downtown record store Sound Heritage posted to social media that the festival once again was running that year. The organizers of Backyard Fest told CGY at the time they were given the okay to host the music festival in 2024, but were told that unless upgrades were made to the venue to align with fire and safety protocols, the festival could not continue to run in the beloved backyard. While the organizers made plans to upgrade the venue following the festival in 2024, it was clear those upgrades would not be done by the May Long Weekend in 2025. Knowing how important the festival is to the local indie and alternative music scene, organizers worked hard to find a new way for the music festival to continue in 2025. So while the backyard was unusable this year, Jack Proctor and Brennan Holm worked to create a new fill-in music festival called Sunk City. Proctor and Holm are this year's co-organizers of the music festival. Holm says while the backyard space is taking on new upgrades, they decided to host the music festival at various locations in the heart of downtown Nanaimo.
So we decided to step outside and go out into like the many venues that are on Victoria Crescent, such as the Queens, the Terminal, the Vault Cafe. We're going to build a big stage down here at Lois Lane that will have food and drinks and will still be all ages and all these things. And so, yeah, we're kind of spreading out and making it more of a multi-venue music festival over 3 nights and 2 days.
He says the name Sunk City came from brainstorming ideas and realizing that Lois Lane is one of the lowest locations in the downtown. Lois Lane is at or below sea level.
And I think we were just tossing around different ideas like, okay, well, we're not going to be in the backyard. Let's think of something different. And why not, you know, Lois Lane is being probably the lowest place in downtown in Nanaimo, being basically at sea level and, yeah, many sort of empty and void spaces that have been left in these areas down here. And so it's kind of fun just to play on that and be like, well, this is the place that we are and let's name that.
Lois Lane is located off Terminal Avenue or down the China Steps from Victoria Crescent, where Hub City Cycles Co-op, Dealer's Choice, the Chamber Recording Studio, and the office and studio of CHY 101.7 FM are located. Proctor says this year they will continue offering the same great music the festival always has. There will be many local performances, as well as visiting bands and acts from across Canada and the United States. She says it was important for them when creating Sunk City to keep the venues located around Victoria Crescent, where Sound Heritage and the Backyard is located.
Mostly just so, I mean, number one, this is where we live and play and work all the time, and so it feels really good to be down here. Number two, it's amazing how many venues there are so close together, and so bringing everyone out together to those places is awesome. And then you can be at the Vault and be like, you know what, I think I love this act, but maybe there's a better one down the street, and it's just a 1 minute walk away and you can go check it out.
She mentions that because there'll be performances at inside locations such as the Queens, they'll have some performances run late into the night.
That's a awesome benefit of going inside, is we can play music without disturbing all the neighbors.
Along with the musical performances, there will also be a local artisan market along Victoria Crescent on the Saturday. Both Holm and Proctor say that while it was extra work to create a whole new festival for Sunk City, instead of just canceling this year's Backyard Fest due to the upgrades, they did it because of how important this festival is for the community.
Yeah, I think ultimately we went back and forth and we're like, this event is awesome. It's like such a core component of Nanaimo's music scene, and it would be really sad not to do it again this year.
The Sunk City Music Festival will be happening this May Long Weekend from May 16th to the 18th. Tickets in the schedule can be found on backyardfest.ca. For CHY News, this is Laura McKenzie.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journalism Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you. You can find more news updates, interviews, and stories from our nonprofit newsroom, as well as our news and current affairs podcast, Mid-Coast Morning, at chly.ca/news.